All right, setting the bar here on 99.7 DJX. These are stories about what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope don't happen to you.
Craziest thing you've ever found, maybe in your freezer or refrigerator, maybe one that's in the garage that you don't see that often. This lady in California has you beat. Now, granted, she's 80.
Okay.
All right. Her husband's passed away.
Okay.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without leaving a bunch of live dynamite in your freezer for your wife to discover, then you're doing okay.
Oh, well. Why were we putting that in there? Sure. Why is it in the fridge?
We don't know.
Okay.
She had no idea they were there. She was cleaning out the garage and discovered 20 sticks of live dynamite in an old freezer.
Wow.
She called the bomb squad. They showed up. They evacuated people for precautionary reasons. She told the authorities that the freezer has literally been in, you know, been there for decades.
No telling how long it's been in there.
Exactly. She's like, I think they probably belong to my husband.
Okay.
But he passed away about 15 years ago.
Or
12 years ago.
Really like to amp up the 4th of July?
Unclear if her husband worked in a profession where dynamite might be required.
Okay. Sure. That's literally the soundtrack for her house.
But since he's no longer around to answer any questions, there's no really need for any sort of criminal investigation.
Okay.
But with 20 sticks, if those had accidentally exploded, that could have been a very big problem, not just for the house, but the neighborhood.
Sure. And which is probably why he put it in the fridge.
In the freezer.
Probably won't blow up if they're too cold.
I mean, I remember my mom had like one of those deep freezes, chest freezers, you know, that you open up from the top.
Sure.
In the basement. And it was one of those things where you'd discover something new in there if you dug down deep enough.
Ah.
And
things you forgot were in there, like, oh.
Yeah, it'd be
can
like.
Can we still grill that up?
It'd be like, oh, here's some frozen red snapper from 1986.
Can we still cook?
Is it still good, you think?
Can we throw that on the grill? Is that going to be good?
It's been frozen for over almost 40 years.
Does it have a Best Buy date on it?
I don't know. But it was one of those things where it was, we found some relics in there. And maybe, at least we didn't find any dynamite. But again, that's one of those, like, wow.
Thank goodness she didn't try to grill it up. Like, well, oh, look at these hot dogs.
Oh, look at these hot dogs. Yeah.
Could you imagine?
These are really frozen. Let me tap them on the side here.
Oh.
Yeah, but like, how did she not know her husband dealt with dynamite? Unless he was just like, maybe he just always works on projects, and maybe he was working on a project and he needed to get some. I don't know. We could speculate until the
dynamite.
I don't even know Amazon. I don't even know where a dynamite dealer would be.
I don't know
if there's a coyote around that maybe has some dynamite, sticks of dynamite to sell. Maybe.
Yes, it was Acme.
So, again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without leaving a bunch of live dynamite in your freezer for your wife to discover later, then you're doing okay.
Really unique story, though.
It is.
Yeah.
That's our setting the bar story on DJX.